Вариант 4.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены.
Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. Excuse me, where can I find something about the history of the theatre?
Let me see. Right. There we have some materials on Shakespearean theatre. Next, the most famous international drama schools.
I have to write an essay, and I probably should start from Shakespeare's time.
That sounds logical. But there were also theatrical performances in the ancient world. Would you like to see the related texts on ancient Greece?
Yeah, I'd really like to. Dialogue B.
Tommy, what are you looking for in your bag?
Nothing, Mrs. Simpson.
Please don't get distracted. There's very little time left before the bell. Just use it to check your writing, to be sure there are no mistakes.
Okay, I will, but I'm not Shakespeare and there will be mistakes anyway. You never give me very high grades.
You'd have a fair chance of improving your academic performance if you were only more attentive.
Dialogue C. Feeling cold?
Oh no, on the contrary, a bit hot. There are so many people here today, and one needs to be attentive and fast to avoid crashing into anyone.
I think you do brilliantly.
The ice is very good today, and the music too. Why are you still wearing your boots? Come on, get on the ice.
Not today. I hurt my knee a couple of days ago, and I don't want to take any risks. We're going to the theatre tonight, by the way. How about joining us? Dialogue D. How much did you say the tickets were?
I'm not telling you, and you shouldn't have asked. It's your birthday present.
I know, I'm just...
Are you saying you don't like the performance?
No, I can't be so categorical. Some songs were really nice. And I like the City Dancers' performance. But some singers don't appeal to me at all. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Excuse me, where can I find something about the history of the theatre?
Let me see. Right. There we have some materials on Shakespearean theatre. Next, the most famous international drama schools.
I have to write an essay, and I probably should start from Shakespeare's time.
That sounds logical, but there were also theatrical performances in the ancient world. Would you like to see the related texts on ancient Greece?
Yeah, I'd really like to. Dialogue B.
Tommy, what are you looking for in your bag?
Nothing, Mrs. Simpson.
Please don't get distracted. There's very little time left before the bell. Just use it to check your writing. To be sure there are no mistakes.
OK, I will. But I'm not Shakespeare and there will be mistakes anyway. You never give me very high grades.
You'd have a fair chance of improving your academic performance if you were only more attentive.
Dialogue C. Feeling cold?
Oh no, on the contrary, a bit hot. There are so many people here today, and one needs to be attentive and fast to avoid crashing into anyone.
I think you do brilliantly.
The ice is very good today, and the music too. Why are you still wearing your boots? Come on, get on the ice.
Not today. I hurt my knee a couple of days ago, and I don't want to take any risks. We're going to the theatre tonight, by the way. How about joining us? Dialogue D. How much did you say the tickets were?
I'm not telling you, and you shouldn't have asked. It's your birthday present.
I know, I'm just...
Are you saying you don't like the performance?
No, I can't be so categorical. Some songs were really nice. And I like the City Dancers' performance. But some singers don't appeal to me at all. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I like family celebrations, when several generations gather round the table and talk and exchange news. My grandmother and I usually make a large apple pie. Everyone in the family loves it. It's a traditional recipe. To make the apples taste fresh and stay crispy, we add some lemon juice with sugar and vanilla. It's also important to take the pie out of the oven in time.
Speaker B. It was warm and sunny last weekend, and we were glad to spend a couple of days outdoors. We went on a bus trip to a nearby town, famous for its parks and its large fruit garden. The garden looked fantastic, and most of the apple and pear trees were in blossom. In the cafe, we enjoyed some fruit tea with a delicious apple pie. Speaker C.
I used to do swimming and cycling, but now I've got another interest in life. I've become keen on drawing. I attend classes in an art school and I like it very much. Today we drew a still life. That is different things like fruits, flowers and other household objects. We drew a vase with apples. I never thought it could be so difficult to make the apples look realistic in a picture.
Speaker D. My mum always says that the food we eat should be not only tasty, but good for our body too. That's why she includes lots of fruit and vegetables on our menu. She prefers local seasonal fruit to exotic ones and believes there's nothing better than the green apples from our garden. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, she says, and I think she's right. Speaker E.
When I was little, I spent lots of time at my granny's. She and her neighbours had large gardens, which made the little village look fantastic. I wanted to be a gardener, to take care of flowers, cherry and apple trees, as I enjoyed it very much. I also wanted to grow some new beautiful flower and give it my granny's name, Nancy. But that never came true. I work as a sales manager in a telephone company now.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
I like family celebrations, when several generations gather round the table and talk and exchange news. My grandmother and I usually make a large apple pie. Everyone in the family loves it. It's a traditional recipe. To make the apples taste fresh and stay crispy, we add some lemon juice with sugar and vanilla. It's also important to take the pie out of the oven in time.
Speaker B. It was warm and sunny last weekend, and we were glad to spend a couple of days outdoors. We went on a bus trip to a nearby town, famous for its parks and its large fruit garden. The garden looked fantastic, and most of the apple and pear trees were in blossom. In the cafe, we enjoyed some fruit tea with a delicious apple pie. Speaker C.
I used to do swimming and cycling, but now I've got another interest in life. I've become keen on drawing. I attend classes in an art school, and I like it very much. Today, we drew a still life. That is different things like fruits, flowers and other household objects. We drew a vase with apples. I never thought it could be so difficult to make the apples look realistic in a picture.
Speaker D. My mum always says that the food we eat should be not only tasty but good for our body too. That's why she includes lots of fruit and vegetables on our menu. She prefers local seasonal fruit to exotic ones and believes there's nothing better than the green apples from our garden. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, she says, and I think she's right. Speaker E.
When I was little, I spent lots of time at my granny's. She and her neighbours had large gardens, which made the little village look fantastic. I wanted to be a gardener, to take care of flowers, cherry and apple trees, as I enjoyed it very much. I also wanted to grow some new beautiful flower and give it my granny's name, Nancy. But that never came true. I work as a sales manager in a telephone company now.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор мамы и сына. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Mum.
Oh, Thomas, you're early today. Are you all right? How are you feeling, darling?
Don't worry, Mum. I'm fine. Not ill or anything. We just don't have our IT class on Mondays anymore. It moved to Fridays, but I forgot to tell you. And the day was really good.
I'm glad to hear that. How did you manage with the maths test?
I did well, I think. It wasn't really difficult.
You must be very hungry. You left your lunchbox on the kitchen table today.
Oh yes, I discovered that in our lunch break. It was a great disappointment.
Did you eat in the canteen?
No, I didn't like the food there, you know that.
And I don't have anything ready for you at the moment. I've just come in. It was a hard day. Lots of customers. Everyone's looking for Christmas gifts. But if you wait a while, I'll cook spaghetti.
Don't worry, Mum. I'll just get my lunchbox. I'll eat what's there and we'll have dinner later when Dad comes home.
OK, if that's what you want.
And that reminds me, what time are you planning to finish work tomorrow?
The shop closes at 6 p.m. Why?
Your cousin Diana called. She's arriving tomorrow at 8 p.m. and she asked if you could pick her up from the airport.
Oh, it's a 2-hour drive there and the same time back again. But OK. I'll set off for the airport straight from work.
And how about buying Christmas gifts? Are we going to put it off?
Looks like it. But don't worry, there's still a week before Christmas. We'll have time to buy you a snowboard. That's what you're worrying about, isn't it?
Well, actually, yes, I've already arranged with some friends that they'll teach me how to ride it. And in exchange, I'll teach them how to ski.
I see. You'll get your present on time, don't worry. And as the forecast says, this winter is going to be very good for all that kind of fun in the snow. They promise the nicest and the snowiest winter in years.
Good. I felt so disappointed with the weather last year, remember?
Yeah, it was very unreliable. Snow, rain, sleet, slush.
and I practically had no chance to ski.
Let's hope you make up for it this year.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hi, Mum.
Oh, Thomas, you're early today. Are you all right? How are you feeling, darling?
Don't worry, Mum. I'm fine. Not ill or anything. We just don't have our IT class on Mondays anymore. It moved to Fridays, but I forgot to tell you. And the day was really good.
I'm glad to hear that. How did you manage with the maths test?
I did well, I think. It wasn't really difficult.
You must be very hungry. You left your lunchbox on the kitchen table today.
Oh yes, I discovered that in our lunch break. It was a great disappointment.
Did you eat in the canteen?
No, I didn't like the food there, you know that.
And I don't have anything ready for you at the moment. I've just come in. It was a hard day. Lots of customers. Everyone's looking for Christmas gifts. But if you wait a while, I'll cook spaghetti.
Don't worry, Mum. I'll just get my lunchbox. I'll eat what's there and we'll have dinner later when Dad comes home.
OK, if that's what you want.
And that reminds me, what time are you planning to finish work tomorrow?
The shop closes at 6 p.m. Why?
Your cousin Diana called. She's arriving tomorrow at 8 p.m. and she asked if you could pick her up from the airport.
Oh, it's a 2-hour drive there and the same time back again. But OK. I'll set off for the airport straight from work.
And how about buying Christmas gifts? Are we going to put it off?
Looks like it. But don't worry, there's still a week before Christmas. We'll have time to buy you a snowboard. That's what you're worrying about, isn't it?
Well, actually, yes, I've already arranged with some friends that they'll teach me how to ride it. And in exchange, I'll teach them how to ski.
I see. You'll get your present on time, don't worry. And as the forecast says, this winter is going to be very good for all that kind of fun in the snow. They promised the nicest and the snowiest winter in years.
Good. I felt so disappointed with the weather last year, remember?
Yeah, it was very unreliable. Snow, rain, sleet, slush.
And I practically had no chance to ski.
Let's hope you make up for it this year.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.